This is Ethically Speaking.
My country, right or wrong. I remember how hearing that made me angry during the Vietnam War, but maybe now it's different. Maybe now citizens shouldn't second-guess our leaders' decisions. They need our support, not our scrutiny.
It is a crucial time for the U.S. and for the world as a whole, and that's why, more than ever, citizens and all of their elected leaders need to be talking honestly with one another.
Do you really think that we need a highly publicized congressional committee second-guessing our government's decisions before 9/11 when we're in the middle of dealing with Iraq?
Yes, I do. These investigations can do more than provide 20/20 hindsight. They can help us focus on choices ahead, too, by helping us learn from any mistakes that were made in the past.
But if you read the news reports, they're all about one person accusing another person of being political. I don't believe that blame games get us anywhere.
Well, it is too bad when leaders confuse political potshots with moral responsibility, but blaming the other guy is a tool used to distract citizens from the need to hold our leaders accountable, and citizens don't have to go along with the game. In a democracy, leaders must be accountable to citizens who grant them power. Our elected and appointed politicians sought their powerful, important jobs. They sought to be in positions of public trust.
So when leaders resist public inquiry or distract us by pointing fingers, they're keeping us from getting the information that we need to make self-governance work.
Tell us if you can hear between the political volleys at ethicallyspeaking.org.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz. Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins. Thank you.